On this episode of American Chopper, Senior versus Junior. Longtime OCC client Pharaoh chooses Junior over Senior for its big bike build.
We've had a relationship with OCC for a long time, and the reason that we picked you was that you think differently.
Junior pulls out all the stops to impress his dad's old client.
Tires on backwards.
We've been reviewing Joe Pugliafico's employment contract.
Senior and his lawyers think Paul Junior Designs is pulling a fast one.
I'm sure Joe uses a relationship with Pharaoh to get that job for Paulie. Pharaoh is a big client of ours, and he basically stole it.
And they slap Junior with a second lawsuit.
You know, intimidation is nothing new coming from OCC.
What are you doing?
Lee visits OCC.
Hey.
And dishes on his brief work stint in Junior's shop.
If you can't say nothing good about somebody, don't say it at all.
OCC builds a bike for mixed martial arts clothing company, Headrush.
I like this bike.
While Junior unveils the bike he hopes will blow everyone away, including OCC.
We understand that OCC is unhappy with us, but we know that we made the right decision, and we can't wait to see the bike today.
We got everything you need, huh? A lot of guys from Headrush are here. They're a mixed martial arts apparel company. And they brought one of their fighters with them. And we got the opportunity to go upstairs and kind of learn a little bit about some of the things that they do.
How long have you been fighting, dude?
2.5 years.
What's your record?
8-0.
Undefeated, man.
We're here because we're going to get a bike made. So we're here to meet Senior and the rest of the guys and give them a little idea of what I do inside the octagon. Sorry.
I thought you were...
What we're looking for in a bike is something that embodies the core qualities of Headrush. Death before defeat. Also, it has to be tough enough to fit inside the octagon.
Get him in the balls.
Today we brought Phil, Mr. Wonderful Davis, who fights in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, which is the mother load of all, you know, mixed martial arts events.
Let's see if you could throw some.
Yeah.
Are you left or your right?
Righty.
All right, switch hands, switch feet. So this foot in front, you're going to jab this way. Jab, jab, punch.
You know, I got the opportunity to throw a few punches up there.
I just
watch your ribs.
Back went out already.
I never really done too much boxing, although I could hit. I always was able to hit pretty hard. Oh! Jason showed up all decked out.
Get in here, Falcon! Get in!
He's always his goofy self, but you know, he does train. And he's been doing it for about 3 years. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because I know he trains really hard.
You knocked the glove off him!
So the guys from Headrush were here today, and they brought a well-known fighter with them, Phil Davis. He showed me a couple techniques and stuff.
Best move in the world, yeah. Right? You ready for this? It works every time.
Okay.
Superman? All right.
What's that mean?
You'll see.
Okay.
All right.
You'll
leg
see.
Kick.
Here we go.
Leg kick. You think the leg kick's coming? Bam!
You know what? It was just to have a little fun. Did some light sparring with them.
All right. So we're in here. We're in here. Leg kick. Leg kick.
Superman!
That was like Dirty Dancing. You know where he like jumps on the guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, you gotta
Let me
really...
see it again,
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
The more you know, the better fighter you can be type thing. So, you know, we did some kicks, we did some horsing around. It was a good time.
Just you and me.
What's he gonna do?
You and me, man. Oh, I'm over here.
Do a spin, do a spin.
Oh my God.
Do a spin.
Pow, leg kick.
Yeah!
That's
what I'm
talking about.
It was solid. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Their entire slogan is death before defeat. So that's the kind of attitude we come to work with every day, and that's what these fighters do every day. So I'm going to combine that into a really cool bike for them, and I know they're going to be pleased.
Right across.
That's great.
I didn't come watch you fight sometime.
Please.
I will.
Bigazzi frame.
Today we got the frame back from the powder coater.
Dude, how nice is this color?
It's this cosmic gray.
Looks good.
I don't know that I've seen this color before.
Really looks nice. We threw it up on the lift, unwrapped it. Me and Odie are going to throw the engine in, throw the trans in.
Why do I got to do it?
Because you're the freaking toughest guy here, man. Come on, don't trip either. What the heck's wrong with that? Put it right up on the lift.
Want me to do it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Odie's a 98-pound weakling, but lifting in the motor without scratching a powder coat isn't something I would take lightly, so I had to take over the job.
Good, good, good.
How?
We're putting the primary on right now, and we can start doing all the wiring and get all that stuff out of the way. That way, we're just waiting for the wheels and tins.
You know, I'm using the Faro arm to help me design special features like the axle covers, the air cleaner cover, the primary cover. The arm really saves me a lot of time in measuring. It loads the data into my computer so I could tell the CNC machine how to cut the pieces.
We're machining out the primary cover. Have Faro nice and bold right across it.
You know, the primary cover, it's a great spot to put something on a bike that everybody's going to see, to brand the company that you're building the bike for.
Looking freaking good.
I like it. Nailed it.
It's Faro's 30-year anniversary. They've been in business for 30 years, and they want that to be a part of the bike.
I'm thinking that doesn't look good at all. If it was a bigger circle, maybe.
Like if we did that?
Yeah. I'd just make that 30 centered.
What do you think? That actually looks better.
It definitely looks better.
You know, it really feels like it's been a long time since I've been away from OCC, since I got fired. I mean, it has literally been 2 years. Almost to the day, it's been 2 years. Yet, everything that's happened here feels like it's gone by in a really short amount of time.
Looks great, man.
Looks great.
Watch your head. I'm going to go 5 thou deeper on that.
10.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
What do you got going here for the boys?
The boys.
Done?
Yeah, I do.
The drawing?
Yeah, here. This bike is for Head Rush, the company. Basically, they're the tough guys of the apparel market. You know, it's all about skulls and wings and vicious graphics, I guess you could say. So I wanted to design a bike that fit the company.
Look at those.
What is this?
That's a suicide shifter, brass knuckles shifter.
There's brass knuckles on the side of it for a suicide shifter.
I like this bike.
Look at these hand controls right here, these shift levers.
Oh,
they're pretty cool, right? We're also doing these little shift levers that have these thorns coming off of them to kind of like protect your hands. Yeah, this has got the razor blades on the top, three of them. It's like a broadhead off an arrow.
What are they supposed to represent, though?
This just is murder, death, kill, torture. There's three razor-sharp blades protruding out of the top of the gas tank. That alone is giving it a real gnarly look.
What do you got?
This bike is freaking nice, man.
Huh? This bike is crazy.
Is it? What do you got? Oh, what the heck?
Look at that. Look at that, man. Look at the wheels on that.
Nice.
These, look at the top view of this. This is like razors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's three of them.
This is actually a 3/8 plate all the way through, and then we make a seat pan to fit in here.
Okay, cool.
You know, a lot of things on the bike, we're looking at Jason's picture and stuff, and it is, it's going to be quite, radical. A lot of fabric on the bike. It's got some cool plates that are going to be like, like blades actually almost down the center of the tank, and I think off to the right and left of the tank. It's a single-sided rigid frame that we use. We use this frame a couple times before. Every frame's a little bit different, so we're just going to get all our spacers and everything fit. Try to get this thing into a roller today.
Wait, I put that away. That's not the way. I don't think so. No. Oh, it's gonna be so nice. This bike is gonna be stable now. Right?
Yep.
With all the precision metalwork and design details, this is the type of bike that OCC is great at building. BJD could never do this. They don't have the manpower.
Heck, man, there's like a body in this thing. It's freaking 100 pounds.
The coffin?
So we brought the Ferroarm prototype up to Nub. You know, we were able to actually bring that there and give him some inspiration for paint. Ugh, this thing's friggin' heavy, too. You know, the look of the arm is cool. It's blue, and it's two different grays and a white carbon fiber.
Here we go.
But that's your inspiration, my friend.
Junior comes down a lot, and he's tries to throw input in, and I take everything. I'm not a complete ass. It's his bike. The whole thing with carbon fiber is the reflective quality right. That these strands have.
It's like a
zigzag kind of.
What it is?
They just alternate.
Yeah, it's just a weave, but it's the reflection that gives carbon fiber its look, which is going to be hard to do with paint, but I'll figure it out. It's a special white carbon fiber that Farrow uses in this new design, and I'm going to incorporate it in the top of the tank and the fenders. I really have no idea how I'm going to do it, because carbon fiber, as you move it, it has that look, which it's almost impossible to do with paint. I mean, you can really only put the pattern down.
That is the pattern right there.
And then one's a light silver, one's a dark silver. You just keep working it. I probably spend more time consulting with him about the paint than many of his other clients. Now you got to do that on the radius of the fender this way, and then
I still like to play the game where make him think that he's the one deciding everything. Then I have to size it to
the scale.
And then it's a matter of being able to cut it out
that small without it being a nightmare. Your eyes are going to hurt for weeks.
It's definitely going to be a challenge for Nub.
I'm going to try and do it this size.
Wow.
That fine?
Yeah.
I think he's a little nervous about it. But the carbon fiber is critical look to the bike. If he pulls that off, it sells the theme that much harder.
That's cool with me.
What are we going to be working on?
I'm going to square up this right now, attack that for the seat. I got the seat pan cleaned. Me and Senior are going on a head rush today. We're putting a seat together. It's a few different pieces that Jim made.
There are two different pieces.
You could either do it this way and set into your contour, you know what I mean?
This is the seat itself.
Yep. This will be your back. We have to put a couple of cross braces, weld them together, and roll the seat pan. Senior took it upon himself to roll the seat pan. And he was real close on the first hit.
Hey, you got that pretty damn good.
It's not bad. I mean, a little tweak. I mean, I don't think it should go back in the roller, do you?
No, but I mean, that's tough trying to get that arc, right? Yeah. You like nailed that.
That's because my buddy Mike.
That was a template.
He inspires me.
Huh?
He's an inspiration.
I'm an inspiration.
He's been called a lot of things.
He's an inspiration to everybody. Yeah. Right now, I was working on a seat pan. Rick's getting there with the gas tank. He's still got a ways to go on that.
Working back on the head rush bike, working on the gas tank. I got the front of it done. I got the back part of it done.
That's perfect. You're right at the edge of that backbone, then. That's where you want to be, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Holy s***.
Okay.
Out.
Yeah. Almost the whole thing.
The tunnel for this tank is really deep. Almost to the top of the tank.
All the way up it, huh?
Cut it all out. Get the tunnel cut into it, at least to see how it's going to sit on the bike and everything. So far, things are going really good. The bike's coming together really nice. It's very sharp and pointy, and it's looking good. Yeah, it fits, and it works.
I didn't have it no more.
Hey, did you see any of that stuff Lee posted on Facebook?
No.
Pretty bad crap. He's just posting lies, and it's not really fun.
Really? Yeah. Lee. Vinny's brought to my attention that Lee has written some mean things about my brother and I guess the shop in general here.
Watch this, buddy.
Really hurtful? Was it hurtful or just bitter? And
just lies.
That kind of saddens me because I took the time to be his best man.
Look, I was thinking last night what I'll do is I'll build this whole tank.
Lee came down to work on the Geico bike a couple months ago.
I think it's a great way to do it.
Paul flew him out here, offered him a job. Lee took his payment in advance and then left.
Have you talked to Lee since he left?
I have not. I tried to email him.
Probably better off.
See what was up with the sudden disappearance.
The biggest thing
was... he never replied.
He wrote that. What nobody saw was him and your brother had a fight.
Oh, geez, a fist fight?
No, like in a verbal fight where your brother said he owned him.
Really?
And he said, nobody owns me to f*** off.
I know for a fact my brother didn't have that conversation with him. I'd rather not read it.
Yeah, you probably right.
People
rather.
Say ugly things sometimes.
Mr. Door, here I come! Oh!
Lee said that my father offered him $1,000 a day just not to work for Paul. It's blatant, it's flagrant, and it's very low. And it's part of the big old overall picture as to why we're not talking to my father right now. I'm a little disappointed in him, but onward and upward. Turn the cheek, baby.
Yeah, let's learn how to ride unicycles and juggle.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
You know what I mean? Only on Discovery.
So I came up with a method to paint the tins that simulates the carbon fiber look that's on the Faro arm. I had to create a pattern on the computer. It ended up being single pieces at a time. Putting it on was more difficult than I thought it was going to be because when you start putting lines on, they start skewing in weird ways. So it was a lot of put on, take off, and move, and it was just frustrating. I came up with other ways halfway through that I should have done it. There was a lot of masking and remasking, and I was hours and hours into it, and there was a strict deadline that I had to get this stuff done, so I stayed up for like 39 hours, but it was stay awake and just finish it and then worry about sleep.
Oh my God.
Simple, a lot of hours. I'm just numb.
What I need to do is water jet out the center spines for you.
Yep.
And then cut the slots in this. I don't need to. I can do all my machining after the fact, but right. If we get that part mounted.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Today's the last day working on the Headrush bike. We're going to be breaking it down shortly. We got a couple things I'm waiting on Jim to do. We got just three blades that I'm going to be actually mounting on top of the gas tank. And he's got these steel pieces, which I'm waiting for him to cut out. While I'm waiting for those pieces from Jim, I'm going to drill the holes for the gas cap and the petcock. And if there's any time, I'll do some finished welding on the tank.
What do you think there, boss?
You got it?
Well, as soon as Rick gets done with that tank, Rick's milking the tank.
Yo, how much time do you want to milk that f***ing thing?
I just took it off of there.
What are you doing, Rick? What are you trying to do to me?
You know what? Actually, I'm busy and you're interrupting me.
Your colleagues over here are getting really... you're being a real bad influence on them.
You're being a bad influence because you're talking
not.
To me, and I could be busy working.
I'm encouraging.
Making you money.
Mike, did you fix this thing yet?
And by the way, just so
I'm being encouraging.
So you understand,
yeah.
Once I pass...
I'm a motivator. I'll kick you dead in the nuts.
That's right, motivation.
That's leadership.
Without Junior here to get Senior all riled up, sometimes he has to make things up to get angry about. But once he finished, you know, motivating us, Jim came out with the pieces that I need to mount the blades to the gas tank. I'll hold this here if you can hit it. So watch your face on that.
Okay. You ready?
Go ahead.
Here we go. Hot.
Right there. There you go. We put the template blades on the gas tank, but we won't really be able to tell what they look like until Jim actually finishes machining the blades. Hopefully, I mean, we're going to make them sharp, too, which is we're going to have to watch. But hopefully they're not going to, you know, cut into you and, you know, the bike's going to be rideable. That'll be in your chest.
What will?
When you turn...
Yeah,
and then you hit something in the turn. Pretty much everything is done now on the bike. Between Mike and me, we should be able to break everything down and send it all out to paint and powder coat. Beauty.
That's gonna be good looking, man.
You know, we have a couple days till the unveil comes. We're looking pretty good. We got the wheels in from Renegade Wheels. They look phenomenal. The rim's painted blue. It says Faro right in the middle of the rim, which is unusual. Dude, you nick that. I know exactly what marks are on there and what aren't. It'd be nice to get the front wheel and the rear wheel locked down today. OD put the primary cover on. That's all painted up.
Sweet. Primary's all done.
Do me a favor, get the chain on now.
You know, to save time, we actually have the rim manufacturer assemble the rim with the tire on it.
Man, it just doesn't look right, Ben.
What doesn't? What looks wrong?
It just looks like it was pushing out the back. Tire's on backwards.
For some reason, they thought it was a left side drive, but it's a right side drive.
How do we get it off and on without scratching this blue?
Very carefully.
So now we have to take the tire back off, switch the hubs around, and put the tire back on. And this rim being painted, it looks like it'll scratch just looking at it.
So we took it off, flipped the hub, got it all back on. We didn't put the chain on.
Nope.
No.
Forgot to put the chain on. Had to take it all back off. Dude, that sucks so bad. Can't believe we didn't catch it ahead of time.
I got a friggin' headache and a half.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
You know, I suggested that Mikey talk to, like, a motivational coach.
What's up, Ben?
When I look at Mikey, I think that's what he needs. He needs somebody that's going to push him.
Motivation is good.
It is.
Yeah, so I'm looking to get brainwashed.
That could be arranged.
There are all these many different methods of things, like scream therapy. Have you ever heard of that?
Sometimes you get so pissed, you just got to scream, and you're like, man, that felt good.
Let me ask you this. Who doesn't get pissed? Even motivational speakers.
Everybody gets pissed.
Yeah, so everybody needs to yell.
Yeah. Scream therapy very well may work, because he did some screaming today, and I felt better after he screamed.
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
I was pissed, man. I really was. I feel a little better.
It's therapeutic. You know, I'm really open to anything. I will do anything. Once.
On Discovery.
Got a little jump on Head Rush today. You know, basically you put the motor in a transmission. We're still waiting on the front end, but there's still a lot to be done. The tough part about this single side swing arm is the internal parts, and that pretty much takes a lot of time.
Holy. Hey! Ricker! What's up,
bud? We're just hanging out, working on the bike. And Lee shows up. Haven't seen him for a couple months, ever since he got married. And I was a good surprise.
That's awesome.
How you been, man?
Good, man. Just working, hanging out in the South.
It was quite a surprise. It was a pretty big surprise. You know, I haven't seen him in a while. I missed his wedding. And I knew that he was involved in that thing with Junior, that he gave it a whir over there and saw the light.
You been staying busy?
Oh, you know me.
Dude, you look pretty as ever, man.
You miss that little bald head, huh?
I do, dude. I miss him a lot,
man. You come up to see Junior at all? No?
Oh, you know, last time I was in town, I come up to help the other side. And, you know, I come up and spend a couple days, and things went awry. You know, I could stand and tell you a mouthful, but Mom always said if you can't say nothing good about somebody, don't say it at all. I come up to, I got a couple meetings, but I come out of seeing Senior. I'm going to hang out with him, start my own business, and get some pointers from the old man. You know, when I left OCC last year, it was under circumstances that was just nothing bad on either behalf. I just didn't want to sign a contract. I was telling Senior basically that I'll start my own business, and, you know, I think I come up and I'm going to get a little mentoring from him. He's always been like a dad to me, and he's probably one of the smartest guys in the business, so who better to come and get some advice from? Hey, how are you, sir?
What's up, Lee?
Oh, I just wanted to say thanks for inviting me, man. I got a lot going on with my business, and I need to ask some good questions from you, man.
You know, I had spoken to Lee, and he asked me if I wouldn't mind if he came up and just kind of gave him some pointers starting out in business, which I was pretty flattered about that. It's pretty complicated, isn't it?
I see what's on your shoulders now. You know what I mean? I thought I was going to be scotch-free and nobody could tell me what to do, but now I realize that you better work. Because if you don't work,
there's so much more to it, you know what I mean? Now you have liabilities, you know? Now you have insurances, you know, all the other stuff, rent, you know what I mean? Everybody thinks you just go in there and you make some money. I give Lee credit for coming here, you know? I'm not going to say that I know everything that there is in business, but I've been in business for 38 years. You know, when Paulie was here, he never really asked me about my knowledge
basically because he always knew more than I knew.
Yeah, I had my experience with that.
And you know what? Shame on you, because you worked here long enough with him to know the way that he is.
Yep.
I don't know both sides of the story, but I do know there's probably a good reason, a real good reason, why you didn't stay there. So,
well, this is the way I look at it, and I'll say it like this. Say for you, if you're riding down the road, somebody's bike was broke down, they say, hey, can you fix my bike? You can fix their bike. If he's riding down the road, somebody says, my bike's broke, can you fix my bike? He can't fix my bike.
No.
I did put myself in a situation that I didn't agree with, and I left. I left because I'm a grown man, and I want nobody looking down on me, treating me like I'm nobody.
You know, I like spending time with the guy. He worked here for a while. He was always a hard worker, a humble person. You know the way things are around here. It's crazy. So if we get in a conversation over here, it's only going to get interrupted. So I really got a lot of work to do on my fence. I got a you've been at my house, haven't you? When you go up the driveway there, the cows hit the fence, so all the nails and so I want to like straighten out that fence going right down the walkway there. So if you want to give me a hand,
I'll give you one full day of labor like you ain't never had in your life if you give me one full day of advice. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Like I said, I appreciate you having me up, man, and I've always looked up to you. You know, the guy's been around. He's been he's been through the ringer and back, and he's come out on top, and that's kind of like what I've done. I'm in the ringer right now, and I want to come out on top. You know, I think that one day of labor worth 1,000 years of knowledge is perfect. It's a good trade for me, and I'm glad to be here.
I'll
see you tomorrow.
Bring me breakfast, okay?
Yeah, okay. All right, I will. What do you want, a PB&J sandwich?
Yeah, something like
that. All right, see you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Lee.
Tommy! I got your stuff!
Today's the last day to build. It's about 90% buttoned up. We're both eagerly waiting for these tins. You know, none of us really know how Nub's going to emulate the carbon fiber onto the tank and the fenders, so we're all anxious to see it.
Dude, look at that.
That's sick.
The front fender looks sick, too.
He did it again, Nubby!
This is probably one of my favorite theme bikes, the paint jobs that I've done. It's redunculous. I don't know, it's just there's something about it that when I was done, I was like, wow, I actually am digging this one.
He did that pattern.
It's identical.
I had every confidence he was going to get that carbon fiber right, but he also did some great shadowing. He brought the blue in, and there's no question it's a Faro bike.
This is going to be a good one.
If Faro wanted a bike to match that prototype arm, this is the bike. It looks robotic. I mean, it's got that look to it, so.
It's going to be a good one.
Mikey, what are you doing in that book?
Just freehand practice, stretching my imagination.
You need to draw me?
Yeah, sure.
There's like a surprise at the end or something.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
Not bad.
Ew.
That's it, man.
Ready?
Yeah.
The bike fired up immediately, just the way a bike should when you build it. This thing was just perfect. Thank God it's not 2 in the morning.
You know, I'm stoked. This bike came out so good. Just the best looking bike we've ever built. After all that hard work, feels good.
Don't miss the new hit series, Flying Wild Alaska, Friday at 9, followed by an all-new Gold Rush at 10, only on Discovery.
What's up, Steve?
Hi.
What's going on?
We had our attorneys come in today because of the situation with Joe Pugliafico.
Well, Paul Sr., I'm going to earn a few bucks today.
What a surprise.
Yep.
Yeah, Joe Pugliafico was part of the management team here, and I think that we had a little bit too much trust in him. He was told that he needed to get a handle on what he was doing, and basically it got progressively worse. And as we looked into it more and more, We had to make the decision basically to let him go.
We've been reviewing Joe Pugliafico's employment contract, and we have some concerns because, as you know, the contract contains both a non-compete and a confidentiality provision.
The day that we fired him, the same day, Paul Jr. was in his driveway making a deal with him, even though he had a one-year non-compete contract.
Joe was an insider. He had access to inside information. Yeah. He was in the inner circle of management, and because of that, there was confidential information. There was information that he can get from no other source. That's right. He was exposed to everything. And using that in a competing venture, he violates confidentiality. He also violates the non-solicitation agreement. In a situation like this, where somebody's part of the inner circle and has access to management decisions and confidential information, that has to be protected.
He's continuing to do things that are in violation of his contract.
So what do we do?
Well, we have started a lawsuit against Joe alleging breach of contract, breach of confidentiality agreement, and we have to send out cease and desist letters.
Okay.
Good.
All right, good.
Okay.
I'm sure Joe uses a relationship with Farrell to get that job for Paulie. And he made that contact while he was an OCC employee. That's in violation of his contract. Farrow is a big client of ours, and he basically stole them. I don't mind competition. As a matter of fact, I welcome it. But it's got to be a fair competition.
We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Today I'm taking the Farrow bike out for its first ride. The seat position's great, handlebars are great. The bike's got nice power, handles really nice. Ran perfectly. This bike was very special to me because Farrow selected us over anybody else out there and given us the opportunity to show what we can do.
Bart, Christian and Phil have been doing assembly on the Headrush bike. This bike really does look great. The spike shift levers are really cool. And there's a skull headlight that's pretty badass. I gotta hand it to my guys here. It's like I said before, BJD doesn't have what it takes to make a bike like this. I'm just helping out with some of the last minute details before we unveil this monster in New York City tonight. The 4040 Club in New York City, and we're about to unveil the Headrush bike. Headrush is a company that does apparel for MMA, which is a mixed martial arts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all here today for the unveiling of this Headrush Orange County Choppers bike.
You know, it's going to be pretty cool because these guys are going to have that shock value when they see the bike.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Paul Sr.
The main thing is that these guys wanted a badass bike, and that's what we built.
That is very awesome.
Everything on this bike is hand-fabricated, made out of steel, just to give it that cutting-edge look.
That thing is incredible.
You got the skeleton head here, which is badass.
Yeah! It'll turn heads on the road. You don't want to see that thing coming up behind you for sure.
This represents Headrush exactly the way Headrush wants to look.
We needed something big, something powerful to establish a huge presence. I think this definitely signifies it perfectly.
Anybody gets on that bike is going to be like a real man. You know what I mean? No question about it.
Unreal. It truly is a badass bike.
I'm going to ride this all the way to the cage.
Discovery.
Hey, what's up?
We're getting sued again.
Again?
Different lawsuit. This time, instead of my father suing me, he's suing me through the company.
So it's Paul Jr. Designs, and then you just happen to have your name on this little beauty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know about it. This is all about me hiring you. They obviously feel like I shouldn't have. They're suing me because Joe's working for me. Even though they let him go, then they tried to deny him unemployment, which is a real low-life thing to do. Then they go ahead and slap a new lawsuit as if the first one wasn't bad enough. That's obviously not enough for them. The plaintiff is Orange County Choppers. Defendant is Joe Pugliafico, Paul Jr. Designs, and Paul Jr. Choppers, which I've never heard of. You know, essentially this document, the idea is, you know, they fire him, no one else can hire him. I just think in America you should be able to hire people without worrying about a lawsuit. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? What are they trying to do here?
I think it's just more of the trying to disrupt what it is we have going on here.
Yeah, disrupt anything we got good going on.
Yep.
You know, intimidation is nothing new. Coming from OCC, this is what they try and do. I just want to let you know about it.
No, I appreciate that.
If my father wants to keep adding insult to injury, that's on him. We're just going to keep building bikes.
You know, this morning I come up to see Senior, going to help him out at his Casola farm here. And, you know, I'm just glad to be back up here with him, man.
What's up, bud?
We got our breakfast?
Yes, sir. Coffee and a sandwich.
Are you saying? They're all the same?
Yes, sir.
I got some stuff to do working on my fence, and he said he'd give me a hand today, so.
Come today to, like I told him yesterday, I'm going to trade a day's worth of labor for 100 years' worth of knowledge, and, you know, I hope everything works out.
I guess we can start here and work our way down, right?
Yeah, stop right at the top.
You know, we got to working on the fence, kind of stiffen it up a little bit on the bottom. So we were just kind of talking about different things. Them guys over there, like, they really can't get their own work.
Yeah.
So what they do is they go solicit my work. So Joe Pugliafico got fired.
Yeah.
And he knows all the internal stuff.
Right, yeah.
So he knows everybody that we dealt with and everybody that we were doing business with. And what he's doing, he's going directly to those people. That's how he's getting his work, which is bullshit, you know what I mean? You want to go in your own business, go do it and work like everybody else, you know what I mean?
I totally understand.
You know what I mean? I didn't have nobody to hand me and say, you know, if you go over there, you can get a job, or, you know, go talk to this guy, go talk to that guy. It's bullshit.
Exactly.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That's why I'm here talking to you and not over there, is because you know what? You did. If it wasn't for you, none of this would have been happening right now. I mean,
they don't get that, though, you know?
I think the biggest thing that I'm trying to get from Senior today is the wealth of knowledge he has of starting my own business. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'd really like to see him and Mikey at least contact each other, talk, because Mikey was my best man at my wedding. And, you know, it's that time of year where a family should be together. And, you know, I know there's a lot of turmoil going on, but kids always need their dad. I know that because I have a little girl. And, you know, I just think it would be great that no matter what happens, that they talk at least.
Have you talking to Mikey lately? Has he tried to talk to you?
Honestly?
Uh-huh.
I probably emailed him at least 10 times.
And he never got back with you?
He did, but he always, like, always putting conditions on there, you know?
Stipulations that Junior had to be around. See, I think what he's thinking is...
Well, Paulie tells him what to do and what not to do, you know?
Well, I know for sure when he was at my wedding, he talked about you a lot. And
yeah.
I know he loves you, if that means anything, for sure.
I think if Paulie would get the hell out of the way, he would do it,
you know? Well, that's what I'm thinking. I think he's torn between, and he just don't want to make nobody mad, but I definitely know that he thinks about you every day. I feel like I got to shed a little light on a situation that needs to be shed on, that that he has a son that loves him very much, you know, and really wants to. I want to see him get back together, but you know, if it takes coming out and working on the fence to get my point across to him, then so be it.
Yeah.
I know he loves you, dude. I love you too, but I ain't gonna kiss you.
Thank God for that. I kind of know deep down inside that Mikey really he cares, and I know deep down inside he'd really, really would like to. Sit down with me and kind of mend things up. But, you know, he's easily influenced, you know what I mean? He's got somebody influencing him. It's unfortunate. I don't know how long that'll last. Hopefully he'll figure it out and, you know, we'll be able to mend our relationship.
It definitely tightened him up.
Yeah, it worked good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Today we're here in Florida to unveil the Faro Bike. This is a very unique unveil because only a handful of employees are allowed to be here.
The technology is so top secret that we can't let anybody else see the Pharaoh arm.
Here he comes, Paul Jr.
Pharaoh had a relationship with OCC, you know, and, you know, they kind of chose us to build their bike for him, and you know, it means a lot.
Yeah, without further interruption, Paul Jr.
Oh, boy.
Ever since we agreed to do the build with Paul Jr., you know, we did receive a call from Senior. It wasn't a great conversation. We understand that OCC is unhappy with us, but we know that we made the right decision, and we can't wait to see the bike today.
All right, on three. One, two, three. Paul Jr.
Nobody in the entire company, including the CEO of the company, has a clue as to what this thing looks like. No drawings, nothing.
Without further interruption, Paul Jr.
You know, it's the moment of truth, man. Everybody's waiting to see it, and let's get Paulie in there.
There we go.
You know, I don't even think the Pharaoh people like the bike. I think they loved it.
You can tell by the looks on people's faces, they get it. You can see everyone seeing the correlation between the new arm and the bike. We really wanted to pull off the look of the new technology. You can see we went with the color palette, the gray, the silver, the blue.
The bike represents our new arm so well. You know, they have the cues from the carbon fiber on there. If I wasn't 9 months pregnant right now, I would absolutely be sitting on that bike and testing it out myself.
Hit that button right there.
To get it going?
Yep.
Bike is unbelievable. We are truly blown away. We know what kind of effort and time and sweat they put into this bike.
When the CEO, Jay, started revving it, I got a little nervous.
Paulie's going. So it was time to shut it down.
I'm not a biker, so I think I scared Junior for fear that it was going to take off. I'm thinking straight that way.
We wanted to give Junior the first edge arm ever produced because we know that it'll really help him in his building.
It'll be the first ones in the world to actually have and own the Pharaoh edge arm.
Very nice. It's going to be great.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm going to use. I want to learn this technology inside and out, and it's really going to improve what we do every single day within the bike building industry.
Every aspect of the bike paid off. I mean, whether it was using the Pharaoh arm, whether it was Nubs paint, whether it was our design capability, it really all came together in the end, and it was really phenomenal.
Next Monday on Discovery, all new American Chopper.
That's your problem. You're not living in reality.
I could never do that to my kid.
Only two episodes left.
See the paper today? You made the front page.
Can I get the help wanted section?
OCC's problems go public.
Orange County Chopper's headquarters faces foreclosure.
They got no money to pay the bills, but they got enough money to pay lawyers to sue me.
All new episode of an American